As we look toward Medicaid expansion, we're starting to get a better picture of who will be covered. Much of Medicaid right now is spent on people in nursing homes, but the expansion will include a lot of younger people, low-income workers. A new study from the University of Michigan Medical School looks at the likely demographics, and joining us now is Tammy Chang, the lead author of that study. So what will these new people entering Medicaid coverage look like?
These new enrollees under expansion to Medicaid are going to have a higher proportion of males. There's going to be more white Americans, and on average, they're going to be younger.
And I understand some of them are going to have some bad habits, too. That's the flip side of it.
Right. So our study was able to show that these individuals are likely to be healthier, or at least as healthy as the current Medicaid population. However, they are going to have a larger proportion of current smokers and a higher proportion of individuals who drink heavily.
So because of these habits or behaviors, it sounds as though a lot of these health issues that they'll be facing might be preventable. How will that play out in the approach to keep them healthy and avoid cost in the future?
That's a really great point, because Medicaid expansion really represents a key opportunity to engage these healthier individuals to keep them healthy, address some prevention issues, as well as deal with these health behavior issues.
So the whole idea of this is to lower the health care costs, make sure everybody can get insurance of one kind or another, or will have to get insurance of one kind or another. What will it do to the demographics as we add these younger, whiter folks into the Medicaid population? And how does that compare to the Medicaid population now?
They're really quite different populations. Medicaid as a program now is a program that people think of as something that serves very low-income individuals, pregnant women, children, disabled individuals. And this population that we're finding is that's going to be newly enrolling is going to look very different. They're going to be younger. They're going to be as healthy, if not healthier. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity for physicians and policymakers to create programs to keep them healthy, which is a really wonderful opportunity.
I guess this is all about cost. So how will this affect the projected cost of Medicaid to the federal government, as in some states it's taking the whole cost of that on as the expansions take place, and in the future to states as they start paying part of that cost of expansion in a few years?
So the national estimates for the cost of Medicaid expansion is based on the health of the current enrollees. And because our study shows that many of these individuals who will be enrolling now have less chronic disease, providing health care for these individuals is likely going to have lower than expected costs.
There are going to be new requirements to be eligible for Medicaid. How do they differ from before? And how are they going to reach out to people who aren't even aware that they are eligible?
There's a lot of confusion about that, and I'm glad that you asked, because one of the biggest problems with this population is we don't know if these individuals even know that they qualify for Medicaid. So Medicaid criteria in the past required that you have a very, very low income, and now the cutoffs are going to be much higher, so 138% of the federal poverty level.
We're talking about the working poor then now at this point.
Right.
So we've seen some states indicate that the Affordable Care Act is actually going to be cheaper to implement than previously thought, as you mentioned before. Cheaper than the forecast doesn't mean cheaper overall. What are the predictions these days? I mean, we've got this we'll have the health care insurance mandate. We'll have the expanded Medicaid. We are going to see some people enrolled who have not been on any kind of insurance program in the past. But are we going to see health care costs and health care premiums actually go down?
I wish I could give you an answer, especially based on our study. It's going to take a lot of enrolling of the healthy individuals to get what we call a patient population that includes these healthy individuals as well as people who need a lot of health care. We don't know who's going to sign up right now. I think that these projections are, you know, it would be great for me to make a guess, but we're not going to be able to know, unfortunately. These next few months are going to be very exciting. I think there's a lot of power that individuals have to take advantage of health care now that is going to be much more affordable. And I think that's really the focus. That should be the focus.
Tammy Chang, along with Matthew Davis, wrote the study, Potential Adult Medicaid Beneficiaries Under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act Compared with Current Adult Medicaid Beneficiaries. It was published in the Annals of Family Medicine. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you, Lester.